Hey, and welcome to another episode of Bipolar and Black Identity. It's your girl, Janae, or whatever. Alright, so let's jump right in, because I've just randomly started recording this when I should be getting ready for bed, because this is what we do. I guess today I wanted to talk about what brings people the ability to live. Like, I know that mental health really affects how people feel about life and things and such as, but I'm really trying to grasp what gives people the spark. Like, I'm 26, so if I'm in good health, which I am, I'm probably gonna live another 60 years. If I'm in poor health, that's probably still another 40 years, unless some sort of freak accident happens and I just randomly die or get cancer, which is unlikely because cancer doesn't run in my family and there doesn't really seem to be a reason I would. I'm be out here for a while. Like, people in my family seem to live pretty regular amounts of time. And I mean, even if you live to be only in your 50s, that's still 25 more years for me. And all I'm saying is, for what? And that sounds really jacked up. But like, for what? For why am I here? For why am I doing this? How do I attribute meaning to my life in order to stay present and like killing the game? Because right now, I find life to be very boring. And that's not to say that there aren't things that happen in life. Like, it's such an ungrateful sounding thing to say, because there are so much information to consume. The stars are so amazing. The sky is so beautiful. The ground is so magnificent. New species are being discovered. Things are going extinct. The world is changing each and every day. There are people who have never had contact with god-awful Western civilization. And like, those are things to think about. Those are really fucking cool things to think about. All of the things I have yet to write, all of the feelings that I have that I haven't said in just the perfect way yet, and I've said them, but I haven't said them in just such a way that I feel like I've perfected my thoughts. You know, like, foods I haven't tried, ice cream I haven't tried, and yet, still, I think often, how am I going to give this life meaning? Because I feel nothing. And I watch the rom-coms that I used to watch and I feel nothing. And sometimes I think I find people attractive, or I look at people that I used to find attractive and I feel nothing. And there's just so little emotion inside of me, and I don't want to care about everything. I don't miss that, but I do miss caring about something. When you don't care about anything, life becomes so fucking meaningless if you don't have anything to care about. And that's the problem, is that I do not have any feelings about anything. And so that is what makes it boring. Life is not boring. I am bored. I am bored and I am uninterested. And I would just like for something or someone to be worthwhile and interesting. I just want to meet somebody who like reads cool books or knows a lot about a cool subject, or just, I don't know, is very strange and impassioned. Somebody who feels so strongly about something so that I could, I don't know, gravitate towards it or be motivated by it or something, because I just do not have it. And I do not know how to produce it for myself anymore. And I wonder if that happens to anybody else. You get properly medicated and all this stuff. I mean, anybody else who's bipolar, obviously. And everything just chills out, and that's good. But it's too chill. Like, I know that they want to manage people's mania. I get that. But like, yo, it brought so much fucking sparkle to life. And how do you just sit around and everything's like, you have your routines, and I love routine. I'm a big proponent of routines. I'm not even an interesting person, guys. Like, I'm not even trying to say I need to be flying to different places and bopping around all over the world or anything like that. Because first of all, I can't afford it. Very poor. Second of all, that's not my life. That's not my lifestyle. I get overwhelmed just having to go two or three places in a day. We already talked about the Target incident, so I don't have to reiterate how that is not my jam. But to be mentally stimulated or feel as though something has sparked, piqued my interest and can hold it and is worthwhile. I don't feel that way anymore, and it's so weird, because like, it doesn't even have to be like a bunch of drama crap happening. I've hung out with people that I thought were super cool and interesting and mentally stimulating, and nothing too big ever popped off, and our shit dissolved, and it was cool, and that was copacetic, and that was fine. But how do you do it? I need that to come into my life right now. I'm having a lull period in which usually something like that starts to occur, like I manifest it into my life. And right now it is not manifesting, and I need it to, because I'm so bored with life. Human interaction isn't something that I crave most of the time. I go good bouts of time without seeing people. It's nothing. I don't mind, and I don't even need to see a person often. I just want some form of stimulation that is all about personhood. Like, I in the way in which people are always on about sex, I want to be on about a human being, like, interesting. I feel like the way that people are like, crave that, like, sexual release, I crave a human release, like knowing somebody that's so freaking cool and so freaking interesting and has such different things to bring to the table than I do, that I'm just enthralled. And that makes me really happy, and it doesn't happen very often, trust. And I don't mind that it doesn't happen very often, but I do enjoy when it happens, just because I'm alive, and that humans, other people, bring me so much interest and joy and like observation, and I just enjoy people so much when they're about something. That's another problem, is that most people are not really about much, and so for me it's just all over the place. And I don't know, I don't want this to be a whole rant making it seem like I just want to be dating somebody. It's not even like it'd have to be as serious as dating. I've had these kinds of connections with people who we maybe only went on one date, and maybe that was the dissolvement of it afterwards, and maybe we weren't even good together. But that build up before that, when we were just kicking it, it was chill, and they had like good thoughts and good energy and something for me to think about. It's so annoying. I'm so bored of being alive, and that's the thing, is that you think that being medicated or trying to stick to a plan, trying to do a good job, is going to remove it. It doesn't. I'm not suicidal, like I feel fine in that way, but it doesn't take away the like, I could die, it's whatever. Like, that's, I still feel that way, because without the supremely good parts, what is life? Like, it's not tasty. It's just like how food's been for me lately. I can eat things, but they don't taste delicious. You know what I'm saying? They taste like sustenance. And that's how I feel about life. I feel like life is sustaining right now, but it doesn't taste delicious. There's no passion. And I have always been an intense person, to a detriment a lot of times, but I enjoy being an intense person. I enjoy intense feelings. I have reveled in it, and maybe that's because that's what I'd always been like, and because I was just always real fucking bipolar and didn't know it. But that's how I am, or was, and that drove me, and to have that taken away now, where I don't feel much of shit ever. Sometimes when I'm talking to my friends, I'm like, yo, I would cry right now if I could. Like, I can't. I ain't got it. Nothing is inside of me. Like, I want to feel these things, but I do not feel these things. And it's not even necessarily in a depressive way. It's literally in a nothing way, in a very nothing way. And it's driving me insane. I need something to shake. Swear to shake it up if you swear to listen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Panic at the Disco, guys. But like, I just need something a little bit more than what I have right now. Maybe it's time for a change. I wish I had the money to like up and move or something like that. And I know what anybody's thinking. You can just move if you want to just move. And I'm just not that person. I'm not an irresponsible person. I'm not a reckless person. I'm very routine, very regimented, very like da-da-da person. And I find my excitement within humans. Like, doing a bunch of reckless shit does not make me feel excited. It makes me feel reckless. Knowing someone who's cool and interesting and vibey and wants to do cool stuff and being able to experience some cool things with them within reason, you know, nothing crazy, that makes me feel the most excited. Feeling people's energy when they're really excited about a situation, even if it's not necessarily my jam, that makes me feel really excited. Being around people that are excited about being alive and are really like out here and doing it, that makes me feel so good and so, I don't know, electric. I don't know, like, that whole perks of being a wallflower feeling, I guess, you know, where you feel infinite or whatever, that's what it gives me. And I just feel like right now I don't know that feeling, and I don't know anyone that can give me that feeling that I know right now. And I know some cool people, but they have their own lives or their own things that they're doing, and I am there, but I'm not in it. I'm not an integral part of it. I guess I have no space of belonging outside of myself, and sometimes that's cool, and a lot of time that is cool, but right now it just feels like if I could just be somewhere and be important in it and integral in it, and that place was interesting, that person was interesting, I would feel more content with life. It would feel less like a going through the motions thing. And that is, I guess that's the thing, is I guess I am content right now, and content is just boring, like I've said before, but boredom can only go on for so fucking long, man. I just want to be enthralled with life again, and I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but hopefully when I figure it the fuck out, I'll let you guys know, and we can all be excited about the process together. Okay, bye.